trying to turn down the radio and don't have an arm free. There we go. Driving home. Allergies a little screwed up this time of year. The weather's just insane. 70 degrees, 40 degrees, 65, negative 42. So it's kind of messed my head up a little bit. But I'm excited because tonight, going home, I've got some awesome thumbnails for pages 1 and 2 of the new comic book that shall not be named that is being pitched. Awesome thumbnails. I've kind of drawn a blank since it was sort of decided that we were gonna hold off and really polish what we had. I've sort of taken my time. I've taken a little bit too much time, really. But, I mean, there's no reason it's really all that pressing. So I decided I was just going to try to get some distance from it. A little bit of distance from the project. And just sketch a little bit on it. Do a couple of different illustration bits and bobs here and there. And just try to not think about it. I was thinking that the first go-around of the sample pages, I was just a little too stressed out about, frankly. Not stressed is maybe the wrong word, but I was thinking a little too hard about it, about what everyone was going to be looking for, and how would artist X do this, and I think I was just overthinking it rather drastically. So now that I've gotten a little bit of distance from the project, and a little bit of distance from the characters and the story, I've just been having some fun kind of drawing thumbnails and you know, how would I do this and how much detail do I want to really put into the backgrounds and really, you know, how do I want to tell this story? And I love it now. I love it again. I've got some fantastic thumbnails that are so much more exciting, so much more interesting, a lot more dynamic than what I had before. And it's so clear looking at what I've got now, how I was drawing the characters, how I was drawing the environments. It's so clear to me now that I was overthinking it terribly. Terribly, terribly, terribly. So I'm really stoked. I do wish, however, my local Kinko's, well, it's no longer Kinko's now, apparently. It's what, FedEx office or something, like, it's starting to rain. Roll up the window. The local Kinko's, I really wish, or FedEx or whatever, I really wish they would get some people working in their print department that knew something about printing and papers. And I called and I asked, I asked about printing on Bristol board, and you would have thought that I'd ask them for a warp core theorem. They were, it was like I was speaking physics to them. It was crazy, and you're just thinking, you know, obviously, you know, maybe the average person on the street doesn't know what Bristol board is, but you would think someone whose job involves printing on all these specialty papers and using all this really sophisticated printing equipment might have an idea. You know, you think it might come up every now and then, but I don't know, because this is a large enough town that I'm certain I'm not the only guy that's you know, worked on comic books in this town. I mean, there's no way. So I don't know, but if that's the worst thing that happens today, knock on wood, I'll be in good shape. Pretty happy, all things considered. Glad I've got some real solid, cool direction to go in, and just aching to get started. Ready to get home, do some drawing tonight. Send me an email. It's isoban@gmail.com. ISOBAN. I'm the only one on the internet that I know of. isoban@gmail.com. Go check out my sketchbook online, isoban.blogspot.com. Anxious to hear from you. Have a wonderful day.